This is Amy Summers. Stay tuned to discover how you can join me for virtual mentorship sessions right after today's pitch.
For my first PR agency job, I was working for this small boutique firm of under 10 employees. My bosses, both females, were very thrifty. It's probably where I learned to hustle so hard because I was barely making a salary and had to hit all my media booking goals every week to even justify working there. I'll never forget the first business trip I took with my boss. It was a very exciting opportunity for me, and I was flattered that she selected me to go with her. I don't remember where we went, but I do remember rooming together. I was 23, and I didn't know any better except to do exactly what my boss told me to do. Nothing weird happened. She was just being cheap, not wanting to pay for me to have my own room, but I remember it clearly because it was so incredibly awkward. Before you bunk up with a boss, client, or business colleague, find a go-to, no-guilt excuse to say no. Technically, you shouldn't have to bunk with anyone. I'm pretty sure most HR guidelines already give you the right to your own room. However, most people, especially those who are early in their careers or afraid of losing their jobs, cave when it comes to being pressured to bunk up with someone else so your company or client can save a buck or two. We already live in a highly invasive society, and social media perpetuates it by giving those connected to you access to too much of your daily life. Your privacy and autonomy is important to the future success of your career. So try to keep as much of it a mystery as you can. The pitch challenge today: to avoid those awkward invitations to share accommodations with business colleagues and connections, develop a quick go-to pitch that cannot be challenged or make you feel guilty. For example, you're getting over an illness, or you have a private family issue to address in your off time. The bottom line is, if you don't feel comfortable, don't do it. And even if you are okay with room sharing, I never recommend it. It's worth the extra money, even if you have to pay for it on your own, to buy back some of your privacy. Revealing too much of yourself to someone else in a business setting can create a false sense of closeness that can backfire on you when you need to let someone go, ask for a raise, or request time off. As much as we like to think the people we work with are our family or friends, the truth is business decisions can be brutal when you know too much about a person, especially from bunking up.
Enjoying the pitch? Then join our free mentor Skillshare sessions. Get expert career advice at inisivox.com. Click the pink mentor Skillshare sign-up bar at the top and enter your info to secure your spot. Find it at inisivox.com, and I'll see you soon.